This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend.
Yeah, Steve, they're very comfortable, they're very fashionable, and I enjoy wearing mine around the office and anywhere I go.
Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. I'm sure a lot of you guys remember the old ceremonial hunting tradition of eating the heart out of the first animal you kill. Meat from those organs are among the most nutrient-rich foods on the planet. You can get those same benefits your ancestors craved via convenient daily capsules from Heart and Soil. Find out more at heartandsoil.co. And remember, use code MEATEATER for 10% off your purchase. If you're 21 or older, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. You can order nicotine pouches online. They ship directly to most states, or check out their store locator to purchase pouches at thousands of retail locations around the country. Black Buffalo Tobacco Alternative, bold flavor, full pouches. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco.
It's a Meat Eater podcast.
Welcome to Meat Eater Trivia, the only game show where conservation always wins. I'm your host, Spencer Newarth, and today we're joined by Brody, Giannis, Randall, Hillary, Corey, Tressa, Seth, and Marge. This is a 10-round quiz show with questions from Meat Eater's four verticals, which are hunting, fishing, conservation, and cooking. And there is a prize. Meat Eater will donate $500 to the conservation organization of the winner's choosing. And for the stat of the week this week, we're looking at total games played. Brody has been on the most episodes of Meat Eater Trivia with 67 appearances. That's followed by Yanni at 53, Steve at 52, Seth at 42, Corinne at 39, Chester at 34, and Randall and Cal at 31. Brody, 67 appearances. How does it feel to be the all-time?
Feels like I'm closing in on retirement.
Oh, really?
But then I'll come back for a couple more, like,
oh,
you know,
sure.
Jordan.
You announce your retirement just to build up a bunch of hype, and then you'll
do a retirement tour.
You'll take a month off and then come back.
Oh, you do the Dwayne Wade, and you just change jerseys with everybody, go around the country, you know?
Yeah.
Just...
yeah.
67 appearances by Brody.
What was mine?
Seth is at 42. You're the 42. Third most common guest on Meat Eater Trivia.
And I wish my winnings, like,
here's our new segment, IFAQs. If you have a question for our crew related to Meat Eater Trivia, you can send it to trivia@themeateater.com with the subject line IFAQ. Claudia Wallace wants to know, why doesn't the silence killer play more trivia? I'm not complaining. I'm just wondering if he's scared to play or if everyone else is scared to play with him. Now, the silence killer is Steve. And you probably know this, but he hosts a little TV show and podcast that has him traveling a lot and doing those things. He's also a very important part in this company that, you know, has a lot of responsibilities here. Steve is a hard man to get as a guest on this show. I do my best. I'm always checking his schedule. Sometimes it doesn't work out. And as you heard, he has made 52 appearances right behind Yanni.
So and that's out of a possible?
I don't know, 80? Something like that.
Well, I think we're in the 90s for trivia episodes. I think your 100th episode is going to be in two weeks.
Woo. Thank you for the warning. This might be 100.
If this is actually 100, we blew it.
Yeah,
we've done something much more thoughtful.
We'll reschedule.
That's right. We'll shuffle this one back, so this will be like 101.
And then that'll be incredibly confusing for listeners.
Sure. Now we have some housekeeping to get to. In a previous game of trivia, we talked about how the trivia community refers to the provided tidbit after each question as flavor text. But many of our players and listeners protested this term, and some even offered alternatives. Here are a few suggestions we got from listeners for words and phrases we can use to replace flavor text. I'll read these off. You guys will take your temperature afterwards, see what you think of them. How about this one? Trivia treats.
No. Like it?
Boo.
No. Okay. Wow. Boo. Thumbs down. Hated it. How about Spencer Snacks?
No.
No. Okay. Even emphatically.
If you were actually bringing snacks.
Is that your suggestion?
It was not my suggestion. I think that was a YouTube commenter.
It's kind of like a Scooby snack.
Oh, I might have suggested that actually.
Okay. Here we got one.
We
got
to find Randall's alt on YouTube.
Spencer's Seasonings or The Seasonings?
No.
No. Okay. Mm-hmm. Gristle. How about that one?
No.
What?
It's all like food related jokey shit like that? Or
I mean, what would you like it to be, Brody?
I'm just asking.
I was happy with the original factoid.
The tidbit. Here's the last one, the fat.
I like that one.
That's better.
It's like chewing the fat.
Yeah, it gives you something.
I was leaning towards informational sentences, but I like the fat.
And the fat, isn't this saying like you chew the fat?
Yeah.
The fat, we like trim it off from the other. So maybe the fat. I still prefer flavor text though. But you guys like the fat better or flavor text?
You kind of won me over with flavor text considering what we just had to listen to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interchangeable, it could be either one. Flavor text.
I think
or
we play around
fat.
With it. Okay. Just see what feels right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you have any more suggestions,
test it out.
Put in the YouTube comments, write us at trivia@themeateater.com. Now, the Shelby Index for today's round is a 4, so our winner should get 8 correct answers. And with that, we're on to the game of trivia. Play the drop, Phil.
Look, I need to know what I stand to win.
Everything.
How's that?
You stand to win everything.
Game on, suckers!
Question one, the topic is hunting, and this will be multiple choice. Which of these states has the latest opener for deer season? Is it Illinois, North Dakota, Idaho, or Florida? Which of these states has the latest opener for deer season? Is it Illinois, North Dakota,
I have so many questions.
Idaho,
so many
or
questions.
Florida? What are your questions?
Are we talking gun season, archery season?
Well, in a lot of states.
Earliest opportunity to kill a deer?
Yes. Gotcha. There you go. This isn't weapon specific. Mm. Which of these states has the latest opener for deer season? Illinois, North Dakota, Idaho, or Florida? This is not a trick question. It's not like if Maryland was a choice and Baltimore had some very unique urban season where you can kill deer 12 months out of the year. It's nothing like that. There's no trickery going on here. Which of these states has the latest opener for deer season? Illinois, North Dakota, Idaho, Florida. Brody, how do you feel about your answer?
I don't feel any way about it right now.
Yanni, have you hunted in any of these states? Illinois, North Dakota, Idaho, Florida?
Only Idaho.
Was that for
deer? For deer. Okay. I've hunted in Florida for turkeys. Never even been to North Dakota, I don't think.
What?
Goodness.
You live in a state bordering it now.
I know.
What do you got against them?
Nothing. I might actually drive through there this spring break. My girls and I are doing a little spring break tour.
Where are we going?
To the Midwest. My mother's
classic
turning 75.
Mm. Can I come?
Yeah. Jennifer's staying home for the first part, so I have one extra spot in the truck.
I was telling Yanni about a trip upcoming, and he said, well, can I come? And I said, no. So now I thought I'd get even here and put him on the spot, but he just invited me along.
Yeah, we're going to go squirrel hunt on our little place in Wisconsin.
Are you going to do any turkey hunting, or is it not that time frame?
Not a little too early still. Gotcha.
Does Wisconsin everybody have an answer?
Long squirrel season?
No, but as a landowner.
Oh.
You know, you get landowner tags?
King Yanni.
Landowner squirrel tag.
Going to bring his helicopter. Is everybody ready? Maggie, go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Seth saying Idaho, Corey saying Florida, Tressa saying Nodak, Randall saying Florida, Marge saying Illinois, she drew a little deer, Yanni saying Florida, Hillary saying Florida, Brody saying Florida. The correct answer Is Illinois only Marge got it right?
Mm. Nice, Marge.
In 2023, some Florida deer seasons opened on July 29th. Some Idaho deer seasons opened on August 15th. North Dakota opened September 1st. And Illinois opened on October 1st. Illinois has one of the latest deer openers in the country. So a lot of you went with the opposite, went with Florida, which actually has, I think, the earliest opener in the country.
Would you have known that?
Yes.
I don't know any of
think,
the names.
I think I would have known that one. Well, to be fair, I lived in Illinois for a year.
Yeah.
So I was aware that they had a late
opener. I lived
there
for 3 years, but...
Did you hunt deer when you were there?
No, I lived on the south side of Chicago.
Question two, the topic is fishing. This next great question
another,
comes to us
another
via
fun
John
Randall tidbit. Just,
that's a
fat.
That's how you know Spencer does not care.
Tell us about living on the south side of Chicago,
I think we're all ready for
is
question
that where
number
you
two.
Developed your
no,
love
you just,
for hot
you
dogs?
You could have just been like, oh, neat.
Cool.
Huh. Oh, yeah, did you go to a White Sox
I was just
game?
Trying to explain why I didn't hunt deer.
How far
was
from
there?
The White Sox stadium did you live, Randall? Because they're in the
two,
south side,
two
right?
Stops on the red line, yeah. Sox okay. 35th was the stop.
Uh-huh. Did you so ever go?
Oh yeah, they won the series my first year there. So
what was like? What was your go to food at the stadium?
Hot we dogs. Don't have to go through this charade.
It's not a charade. Now I'm
you clearly weren't interested, and now you're just putting me on the spot.
Question
making me
two.
Reveal all sorts of personal
question
information.
Question two. The topic is fishing. What was your relationship status while you were there?
It's very single.
Okay. Now I feel
alone,
like we learned
miserable.
Everything. Question two. The
deeply
topic
depressed.
Is fishing. This next great question comes to us via John Calvello. The USGS defines this nine-letter word as, quote, the measure of relative clarity of water.
God, I hate these letter, nine-letter ones.
The USGS defines this nine-letter word as, quote, the measure of relative clarity of water. Brody looks confident. Yanni looks confident. Yanni, you know this one.
I believe so.
You ever throw this word around just for funsies?
Yeah.
Okay. Brody, you know this one too?
Pretty sure. Or it's a big coincidence.
You mean in the same way that Ranella likes to throw fecundity
there
around?
You go. Mm-hmm. The USGS defines this nine-letter word as the measure of relative clarity of water. Do you think Seth should know this one, Brody?
I think...
I probably do know it.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where it'll be like, God okay. damn it. Yeah.
Somehow I feel like we learned about this working together back in Vail.
Oh, wow.
I feel like we even learned how they measured it.
Oh.
I think I can
it's
tell
like the
you,
watershed council or something. I don't know.
Okay.
But I don't know what they would have been checking the... clarity on.
Did you use a Secchi disc?
Oh, very good, Maggie.
Oh, I didn't know there
now
was
there's
a
hint.
Secchi disc,
how did,
but
how did
I didn't
you
know that it was
oh,
a disc.
You went to school for biology, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever measure this using
yes,
the
in Minnesota at the school where I went, we had a whole limnology course.
Very good.
Take,
ooh.
So.
It's a thing that's about the size of a pie plate that's black and white. You lower it in the water, and when it disappears, that's how you measure.
It's basically a white
Secchi?
Dinner plate.
Mm-hmm.
Secchi? Is that the
I think
word?
It's named after the person who invented it.
Sure.
It's like S-E-C-C-H-I, something
if
like
the flavor text is a Spencer snack, and that was a Maggie morsel.
Okay. Very good. Does
like
everybody
that.
Have an answer?
Cute,
masterfully
Real
done,
cute.
Phil. Masterfully done.
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Seth without an answer. Corey saying murkiness. Tressa saying purified. Yeah. Randall saying turbidity. Marge saying turbidity. She drew a nice little walleye. Yanni saying turbidity. Hillary without an answer. Brody saying turbidity. That's the correct answer. Turbidity.
Oh, not murky.
The more turbid water is, the less visibility it has. Things that can affect turbidity include the presence of clay, silt, algae, and plankton, and how much the water is moving. For help with selecting lure based on the water clarity, read Joe Cermelli's article on themeateater.com called How to Choose the Perfect Fishing Lure Color.
Me and Giannis had many a guiding day ruined by
water,
turbidity.
There you go. Now, it was what you were thinking of how to measure it, the Secchi disc that Maggie was referencing.
Yes.
There you go. Now I think they have more precise ways that they dip a pole down. It measures like 10 things for you as well as turbidity. Question three, the topic is woodsmanship. The USDA divides oak trees into these two major groups. The USDA divides oak trees into these two major groups. In our last game, which took place about 40 minutes ago, Yanni was talking about oak trees. I was worried that he was just going to throw this answer out there, but he never approached it. The USDA divides oak trees into these two major groups.
That's another one I should know.
Randall, do you have this one right?
No, no, it's just a guess.
Okay.
I won't know this.
Seth, our lumberjack in the room,
I'm regretting
not come up with an answer yet.
I'm regretting telling you that I could be here for this one.
The USDA divides oak trees into these two major groups. Yanni is losing the sweatshirt. Is that going to help you out, Yanni?
What?
Is that going to help you out, ditching the sweatshirt?
It's going to help me feel more comfortable.
Okay.
Does this mean that some oak trees are part of, like, depending...
Not going to give you any hints, Hillary. The USDA divides oak trees into these two major groups. That is a quote from their website. They say, oak trees are divided into these two major groups. Is everybody ready? Brody, how we doing over here?
Sounds like that Eagles quarterback, right? You know what I'm talking about?
I watched it on mute.
Oh,
sorry. But I could imagine a man making a noise like that.
I don't know if it's him or somebody on the line, but I watched another football game. I'm like, I didn't hear that sound. But every time they snap, it's actually after the snap, you just hear this like almost moose-like grunting.
Oh. Is everybody ready? Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Seth saying red oak, white oak. Corey saying white, black. Tressa saying white, orange. Randall saying white, red. Marge saying savanna and woodland. She drew us a nice oak leaf and acorn. Yanni saying upland and swamp. Hillary without an answer. Brody saying pin and scrub. He crossed out red and white. The correct answer is white and red. I think we had Randall and Seth get it right. Brody
Treeman
crossed it
Thank
out.
Thank God, Treeman.
Oh, yeah. We should get a half point.
Acorns from red oaks have more fat and calories, but acorns from white oaks taste better. One way to tell the difference between the two is by looking at the leaves. White oaks have rounded lobes and red oaks have pointed lobes. A way to remember this is that pointed leaves could poke you and draw red blood. Therefore, they're from a red oak. Question four, the topic is gear. This is our listener question of the week, which was won by Brian Keeley for sending this great question. Brian is going to get a board game signed by the crew. If you want a chance to win our listener question of the week, then send your question to trivia@themeateater.com. Name one of the three states with the most snowmobile registrations. The topic is gear. Name one of the three states with the most snowmobile registrations. Very confident, Seth. Yanni looks confident. Randall looks confident. Randall, you got this one right?
I think so. I'll be surprised. I'll be surprised if I have it wrong.
Name one of the three states with the most snowmobile registrations.
I just drove a snowmobile over 200 miles in the last couple days.
You think that's going to help you on this one?
They better.
Tell folks about the weather on that one, Corey.
It was negative 48 the day we went in. We drove 55 miles, about 30 miles an hour. I got to figure out what the wind chill would have been, but it was cold.
So it was negative 48 before wind chill.
Yeah, that was with the thermometer
Good
in.
Good Lord.
Yeah. You felt something that probably few people would ever experience.
Now you're a father, right?
Yes, that's right.
Very responsible.
We had some good gear, though. A lot of good.
Trust the gear. Gear.
It's working.
Only joking. I don't question you.
Name one of the three states with the most snowmobile registrations. Is everybody ready? Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Seth saying Utah. Corey saying North Dakota. Tressa saying Idaho. Randall saying Minnesota. Marge saying Minnesota, her home state, and she drew the state. Yanni saying Michigan, Hillary saying Idaho, Brody saying Minnesota. The three states are Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Michigan. I think about half the room got that one right. There are about 1.2 million registered snowmobiles in America, with half of them coming from those three states. There are 230,000 registered snowmobiles in Wisconsin, 200,000 in Minnesota, 170,000 in Michigan, 105,000 in New York, 85,000 in Maine, and 67,000 in Alaska. Those are your states with the most
registered snowmobiles. You used to be able to ride a snowmobile to my high school. They'd had snowmobile parking in the back because you could cut across the lake so much quicker to get to school. Mm.
What would stop you from doing it now?
I never. My parents, we didn't own one. But then the school banned them.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Because people over lunch were, you know, doing what they do. Kids.
Phil, we are halfway through the game of trivia.
I don't believe we're halfway.
Sorry. Yeah. This is question five. The topic is cooking. I was just testing Phil. He passed.
You got to go somewhere, Spencer.
What is the Polish word for sausage?
Oh, my gosh.
The topic is cooking. Jesus. What is the Polish word for sausage? Brody thinks he has this one right.
Mm.
Can I get it somewhat close?
Brody, are you Polish?
You know what? I got a lot of Polish in me. My mom.
Like how much you think?
Well, my mom's parents, my grandparents, were like full 100%, one generation removed from Ellis Island.
Pressure's on.
Yeah.
That's what I have, but didn't spell it like that.
What is the Polish word for sausage? Randall, do you have this one?
Possibly.
Okay.
Possibly.
My dad used to call my mom's parents a word you can't call. It's not like appropriate to use anymore.
Uh-huh. One of my earliest memories of watching ESPN was one like sports commentator calling another one that word as a joke.
Really?
And then they came back from commercial and that guy apologized for saying that on air. I was like, it washed right over me. And then when he had to apologize, I was like, oh, that's a word, huh?
We're talking about the word that sounds like a whitefish. Type of whitefish?
Yes. Is everybody ready? Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Seth saying kielbasa. Corey saying kielbasa. Mm. Tressa saying kielbasa. Randall saying kielbasa. Marge saying Frank. Giannis saying kielbasa. Hillary and Brody saying kielbasa. They got it. The correct answer is kielbasa. If you want to know how to spell that, it's K-I-E-L-B-A-S-A.
Yeah.
Although there are many types of Polish sausage, much of the world just thinks of it as a mild pork sausage when they hear the word kielbasa. If you want to learn how to make it with wild game, then check out Wade Trung's article on themeateater.com called Venison Kielbasa Recipe. He said he's used the same recipe with beaver, raccoon, and waterfowl.
I feel like a lot of people say Polish kielbasa, and it's like redundant.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if that was the word for sausage or if it was a specialty sausage.
I think if you go to the store and buy the Hillshire Farms, which is like probably the most common Polish kielbasa, it is marked as such.
Mm-hmm. Really. Just gonna have to take a Sharpie and do some work for them. Cross out one of the words. Phil, we're halfway through.
No, because.
Spencer.
It's not redundant. You're saying Polish sausage, but the word sausage is in Polish.
You're right.
Okay. But
why would you cross anything
you're
out?
You're saying it's Polish kielbasa is what it says?
Yeah.
It's like saying sausage.
No, I'm sorry. You're
right. Polish sausage.
Polish sausage.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Phil, we're halfway through the game of trivia. Give us a scoreboard update.
Tressa, Hillary, and Corey all have 1 point. Seth has 2 points. Brody, Giannis, and Maggie have 3 points apiece. And in first place is Randall Williams with 4 points.
Son of a bitch. Mm.
Spring is a great time to do something with your family. Do some spring cleaning, which I kind of started today outside, planning outdoor activities, which I'm always doing, taking a little trip to Hawaii with your kids for spring break, which I just did, which was great. You know what else you can do for your family this spring? You can shop for life insurance with Policy Genius. Make that part of your financial planning for the year. I've said it before a thousand times. I'll say it again. When my wife and I, when we started having kids, we got serious about life insurance. And man, I felt so much better after we did. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Even if you already have a life insurance policy through work, it may not offer enough protection for your family's needs, and it may not follow you if you leave your job. So save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. Hey man, after years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if you've learned anything, it's that there is always a catch. So, when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, I thought, well, what's the catch? But it turns out there isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/meateater. That's mintmobile.com/meateater. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/meateater.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Man, I'm just coming back not too long ago from youth turkey season in Wisconsin. Now, last year at youth turkey season, it rained and snowed the whole time. This year at youth turkey season, it was in the 70s and even up to 80. So me and my kids are pouring it to it. And after a while, I realized they didn't drink anything all day and they haven't drank anything all day. Well, that's why it's important to get hydrated and have something you're going to like to help you, encourage you to get hydrated. Doesn't matter. Outdoor events, turkey hunting, playing sports, beach days, mountain adventures. Summer requires extraordinary hydration that's built for everyday dehydrating moments. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. Tear, pour, live more. One stick plus 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. I'll say that again. Hydrates better than water alone. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and you use code MEATEATER at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code MEATEATER at liquidiv.com.
Question 6. The topic is hunting. What company claims, quote, the bolt action rifle was forever changed when they introduced the X-Bolt in 2008? What company claims the bolt-action rifle was forever changed when they introduced the X-Bolt in 2008? Confident Seth and Randall and Brody.
I like the gun questions.
Yanni, you know this one?
Yes, sir.
Corey, do you know this one?
I believe so, yes.
What company claims the bolt-action rifle was forever changed when they introduced the X-Bolt in 2008?
Never owned one.
How about you, Randall, Mr. Gun Trader?
Yes, I briefly owned an X-Bolt long range in 6.5 Creedmoor for a few months. Shot great. Shot the Barnes Factory 127 LRX very well. Sent it down the road.
It's a great projectile.
Sent it down the road. LRX. Sold it to a guy in Virginia, I think.
Mm.
Sent it down the road just because you like to trade firearms? Or
yes.
Yeah.
Sort of a... It's like a side business if businesses lost money.
Some people just call that a hobby, Randall.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Is everybody ready? Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Seth and Corey saying Browning. Tressa sang Reddington. Randall sang Browning. Marge without an answer. Yanni sang Browning. Hillary sang Smith & Wesson. Brody sang Browning. The correct answer is Browning. The rifle got its name from the pattern formed by the 8 screws that fasten scope mounts to the receiver. Browning calls it the X-lock mounting system because when viewed from above, the screws positioned at the 4 corners of each base create an X. Question 7. The topic is fishing. What's the electronic piece of equipment that removes water from the bottom of a boat's hull? The topic is fishing. What's the electronic piece of equipment that removes water from the bottom of a boat's hull? Seth was quick to answer. Seth, have you ever had a close call where this thing saved you?
Oh, yeah. I one time put my boat in, didn't put the plug in.
Same exact thing happened to me. I'd imagine everyone has a story like that where they realize at some point there's no plug.
Yep.
And then you're like, you gun the boat trying to dump water out the back, running this thing.
One time backed my boat. It was very early in the spring, and all the reservoirs down here or in Montana are usually pretty low. I backed my boat in, realized that it was like too shallow to launch my boat, but it was deep enough to where water can come in my plug because I forgot to put it in. And I like get out and go to look, and I look in my boat, and it's just full of water.
Mm.
And yeah, it was just another incident.
Did you fish that day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I ended up having to back like most of my entire vehicle way back in the water. Mm.
I was once at the fish shack and was taking the boat back, and it had been raining hard.
Mm.
And it was getting real full, and I was the one going to put it out on the float. I figured, well, I'll just pull the plug and run the water out of here,
yep,
you know?
Yep.
So I pull it, and I'm just, and the boat's kind of slowing down, and the bow starts to lift up a little bit. And I'm like,
who else is in the boat?
Just me.
Oh. Good.
And it's like the bow's going up, and I'm like, man, I must have some weird trim thing going on, you know? So I'm trying to like adjust the trim, and then I finally notice that we're slowing down, and there's getting to be more water. And I'm just, I don't know what to do. And I'm basically spinning donuts out in the middle of the cove, full blast, freaking out. And finally it came to me, just stop and put the plug back in, you know? But at this point, the water is so deep, I can't see the plug because, of course, I just pulled it and just dropped it into the bottom of the boat. Mm. And so I still had to do that. And it's one of those few times in my life where when that plug finally went back in and the boat came back to level and I was just sitting there not sinking, I was very, very relieved.
Here you are today.
Wishing you'd have had one of these things in that boat.
Did you tell Steve about it?
Oh, yeah.
What did he say?
What's surprising is I was out in front of, you know, many buildings where a lot of people, nobody saw it go down. I could have just sunk the boat and would have been swimming for sure.
Wait, so you didn't have one of these electronic pieces of equipment in that boat?
No, these boats don't come with that.
Okay. Is everybody ready? Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Seth saying bilge pump, Corey saying bilge pump, Tressa saying boat pump, Randall saying bilge pump, Marge saying bilge pump. She drew us some water. Yanni saying bilge pump. Hillary without an answer. Brody saying bilge pump. The correct answer is bilge pump. It's believed that the Romans invented the first bilge pump, which was a hydraulic system made of bronze. The Romans used this same technology for their urban water supply, hydraulic mining, irrigation, firefighting, and fish tanks. Question 8. The topic is gear. This bird, which shares its name with a backpack company, is sometimes referred to as a fish hawk. Very confident room. This may be a 100%er. Made this one too easy.
Yeah, you're just not making Randall sweat over there, man. Mm. His face is not.
Oh, I've been sweating for about an hour and a half.
Does everybody have this one right, you think?
Must be that furnace quarter zip.
It is. Good insulation piece.
Or that muskox that you're leaning against.
Yeah, it does. I think it does give off, it radiates a bit of heat.
Is everybody ready? Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have every single person saying Osprey, and Marge even drew us one. The correct answer is Osprey. Osprey was founded in 1974 in California, but relocated to Colorado in 1990. At one point, 90% of its workforce was made up of members of the Navajo Nation. The brand got worldwide attention in 2001 when its backpack was shown on a Time magazine cover featuring the first blind climber to summit Mount Everest. Question 9. The topic is public lands. This next great question comes to us via Smith Andrews. Mount Mitchell, Lake Norman, and Cape Hatteras National Seashore are all located in this state. The topic is public lands. Mount Mitchell, Lake Norman, and Cape Hatteras National Seashore are all located in this state. We have a confident Randall and Brody. You boys know this one with certainty. No guessing on their end. Yanni, do you know this one?
Pretty sure.
Marge, do you know this one?
Yes.
Okay, what do you, are you drawing us the state? Are you drawing us a mountain?
I don't think I could draw the state.
Okay, well,
clue.
There's a little hint.
I can guess what she I couldn't. Can guess.
It's the only thing you haven't been able to draw today.
I tried the snowmobile, I raced.
I can guess what
probably
Marge is
not
drawing.
Wyoming. We know that.
Mount Mitchell, Lake Norman, and Cape Hatteras National Seashore. Seth has yet to come up with an answer. Your other hint is that Hillary doesn't think she could draw this state. Maggie doesn't think she could draw this state. Hillary, could you draw this state?
I'm now second guessing my
answer. Okay. Corey, do you have an answer?
I do.
Tressa, yeah. You have an answer. Is everybody ready? Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Seth saying North Carolina. Corey saying New Hampshire. Tressa saying Maine. Randall saying North Carolina. Marge saying North Carolina. She drew us a lighthouse. Oh. Yanni saying North Carolina. Hillary saying Massachusetts. Brody saying North Carolina. They got it. The correct answer is North Carolina. Mount Mitchell is the highest peak east of the Mississippi River. Lake Norman has hosted some of the nation's biggest bass fishing tournaments, and Cape Hatteras National Seashore was the first national seashore in the country. Now, Randall and Brody, which one of those three things gave you the answer that it was North Carolina, or did you know them all belonged there?
I mean, Hatteras is the
Hatteras. Mm-hmm.
Mount Mitchell and Lake Norman.
Oh, those were the two that gave it to you.
Well, I also knew Hatteras as well.
Oh,
but,
okay, so all three.
My cousin has a place on Lake Norman, and I've been to Mount Mitchell.
Cool.
Do you want to talk about that more?
No, I'm done sharing personal information today.
Phil, we have one question left. Give us a leaderboard update.
Well, Tressa, Hillary, and Corey are the only people that are technically no longer in the running for the win, but we've got Seth and Maggie with 6 points apiece. Giannis and Brody have 7. In first place, it's Randall with 8 points.
Randall in first place.
Pressure.
Question 10. Pressure. The topic is conservation.
I feel like Nikki Haley right now.
Does that mean you're going to drop out of the race? Is that what's going on?
No, they were saying how it might be okay to be in second or third place.
Oh, okay, I get you. Question 10. The topic is conservation. The Nature Conservancy and Disney collaborated for the Keep Our Oceans Amazing campaign in honor of this 2022 James Cameron sequel.
Do you want the name of
now, you don't have to. Okay. Right, if you thought the answer was like Austin Powers, Goldfinger, you don't have to say
Goldmember.
Goldmember.
Yeah, yeah.
The Spy Who Shagged Me, you don't need to write down Austin Powers.
Okay.
Goldmember.
Because I can give you the sequel.
Okay. Go for it, Randall.
Just kidding.
Brody,
I mean,
you know
this
one?
I could, but I won't.
Yep.
Brody knows it. It's not going to be good enough, though, to catch Randall, who is ultra confident. How's it going over here, Seth?
Not good.
Do you know any James Cameron movies?
Probably, but...
Okay.
Not off the top of my head.
Yanni, do you have this one right?
I don't even know who James Cameron is. So.
I believe so.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Seth.
Huh?
Seth.
Yeah.
I don't keep track of who.
Now, how do you know
what,
the answer's not Titanic, Corey?
Do I know?
You said you told him Titanic, but mm-hmm. What if Titanic was the answer?
Well, the Titanic sequel kind of happened in 2023, Spencer.
Was there one?
Really?
No, it's a joke.
Explain that joke, please.
It's a joke about the submersible.
Yeah. That was good. That was good.
Phil's so good at picking up on jokes.
Yeah, I like that.
That's too soon, bud.
Is everybody ready?
So should I put Titanic?
Is everybody ready?
That's an answer.
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Seth saying Titanic, Corey saying Avatar, Tressa saying Jaws, Randall saying
the
Avatar.
Way of Water?
Marge saying Avatar, Yanni saying Avatar, Hillary without an answer.
Makes great sense. Why
Brody saying Avatar. The correct answer is Avatar, The Way of Water. Avatar and Avatar, The Way of Water both have heavy conservation and environmental themes. The Keep Our Oceans Amazing campaign focused on the preservation of 10 species that look like they belong on the fictional moon Pandora. Those species range from staghorn coral and mangroves to whale sharks and manta rays. Randall, well done. You win with, what was it, 8, 9 correct answers?
Nine
correct
answers.
Oh,
thank you.
Which one did you miss for the perfect game?
The first one. Oh, I should have known that as a resident of Illinois for 3 years.
As a regular regular old White Sox fan down there, you should have known they had such a late deer opener.
I know. I would like this money to go to Coloradans for Responsible Wildlife Management.
Mm.
That's what I'm talking about, Randall.
The last time I won, as soon as I walked out of here, I opened up my computer and I thought, there's very important things going on in the world right now, and it totally slipped my mind last time, so I made it a point to remember the state of Colorado and what they're dealing with at the moment.
Good thing you won right now and not like 3 years from now, and maybe they wouldn't have had those battles going.
If I go 3 years without winning... I'll be 2 years removed from working at this company. Okay.
Very good.
It would be too much for me to take.
We have gone a long time, though, without overtime. I've been sitting on the same overtime questions for like a month now. So we need someone
to take a swing at it.
No, let's not do that. All right. Join us next time for more Meat Eater Trivia, the only game show where conservation always wins.
This show is sponsored in part by BetterHelp. It is a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that they need and that meets them where they are and helps them get through challenges. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, it's simple to use. You can connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend.
Yeah, Steve, they're very comfortable, they're very fashionable, and I enjoy wearing mine around the office and anywhere I go.
Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.